And a good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about this state's true weather watchers, South Dakota's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Some years ago, until he and the family moved to Nebraska, our next-door neighbor was a meteorologist, and I might add, a darn good one. We were planning our Wooster family summer vacation. I asked him what he thought the weather would be at Lake Okoboji 2 weeks down the road. Somewhat in jest, but with a degree of seriousness, he replied, "You know, I'm not real certain about this coming weekend, so I think I'll pass on long-range prognostication." I thought about that comment as I drove to Yankton a few days after those horrendous rains that we had in mid-June. I'll never cease to be amazed at how quickly things can change in farm and ranch country depending upon the weather, and especially the timing and the amount of moisture. What's so very noticeable to a person who has driven the same roads for 50 years is how many pieces of ground are better able to handle abnormally heavy and damaging rains compared to 25 years ago. I bring this up as a continuation of my occasional comments regarding what a great job of farming and conservation is being done by our family farmers who make their living on the land. The various methods of tillage, tiling, and other modes of sustainability, which are being improved upon almost every year, add to our confidence that the bushels of grain being produced on the same amount of land with less inputs per bushel will continue to increase. If, as they say, the world population is growing by 800,000 people every 4 days, we're going to need food and a lot of it. The task of raising that food will fall in large part to the American farmer. I'm betting that they're more than up to the challenge. Speaking of feeding the world, never forget the fact that many, if not most, of those farms and ranches are also sustaining the family name when members of the second, third, or even fourth generation make the decision to come home. You know what? It gets no better than that. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, you folks be extra careful in your summer labors, and thanks for what you do.